Let's keep this one practical and musical. Right now, the goal is simple. Take one clear drum and bass production idea, make it usable in Ableton, and train your ears while you do it. That's where the real progress happens. Not by collecting tricks, but by hearing what each move actually does in the track. Start with a loop. Keep it focused. Drums, bass, and maybe one musical element is enough. You want something short that repeats cleanly, so you can make changes and immediately hear the result. That's the fastest way to learn. Once the loop is playing, listen to the relationship between the drums and the low end. In D&B, that relationship is everything. If the kick and snare feel powerful, and the bass feels locked to them without smearing the groove, the whole track starts to feel expensive. That's why this works so well in drum and bass. The genre moves fast, and the energy comes from precision. Tiny timing, tone, and space decisions matter more here than people think. In Ableton, keep your session clean. Label the key channels, color code the drums and bass, and make sure your loop is easy to repeat while you work. It sounds basic, but speed matters. If your session is organized, you stay in the creative zone longer and make better decisions. Now focus on the drums first. Get the kick and snare doing their job before you chase anything fancy. If the kick feels weak, don't just turn it up. Check where its weight is sitting. Maybe it needs a bit more low mid body, or maybe the bass is masking its punch. If the snare isn't cutting through, think about the crack in the upper mids and the body in the lower mids. In D&B, the snare is often the anchor of the groove. It needs authority. Here's your first ear check. Listen for whether the snare feels like it arrives in front of the bass, or gets swallowed by it. If the snare loses impact when the bass comes in, that tells you the mid-range is overcrowded. That's not just a volume problem. That's arrangement, tone, and frequency balance working against each other. From there, bring in the bass and shape it with intention. You want movement, but controlled movement. In Ableton, that could mean automating filter position, adjusting envelope amounts, or balancing layers so one gives you sub-stability and another gives you texture and aggression. Don't let every layer fight for attention. Give each one a role. A really solid habit here is to separate what you feel from what you hear. Your sub should feel consistent and rounded. Your upper bass can carry more character, motion, and detail. That split makes mix decisions easier, and it helps the drop hit harder without turning into mud. Now listen again, but this time focus on the groove, not just the sound. The groove. D&B lives on momentum. If your bass patch sounds great in solo but drags against the drums in context, it's not doing its job yet. Nudge the start point, adjust envelopes, tighten the release, or simplify the rhythm. Sometimes one shorter note creates more energy than a complicated pattern. Here's another thing to listen for. Ask yourself whether the bass feels like it's pushing the drums forward or pulling them backward. If the whole loop suddenly feels slower when the bass enters, there's a good chance the note lengths are too long, the transient is too soft, or there's too much low-end blue masking the drum attack. This is where Ableton gives you speed. Loop the section, make one change at a time, and compare quickly. That part matters. Don't stack 10 decisions and then guess what helped. Change one thing, listen, and trust the result. Fast-A/B comparison builds real production instincts. If you're using processing, stay purposeful. EQ to create space, not because you feel like every channel should have an EQ. Compress when you need control, movement, or cohesion, not just out of habit. Saturation can help bass speak on smaller systems and make drums feel denser, but too much can blur the low end fast. Especially in D&B, where detail and impact have to coexist. A strong move is to check your loop at lower volume. When it's quieter, balance problems reveal themselves fast. If the snare disappears, if the bass takes over, or if the kick stops feeling clear, you've learned something useful. Loud playback can flatter weak balance. Quiet playback tells the truth. And don't forget the arrangement mindset, even inside a loop. Good D&B production often comes from contrast. Dense against sparse. Dry against wide. Clean transients against dirty textures. If everything is huge all the time, nothing feels huge. So if your loop feels crowded, remove one element and see if the main idea actually gets stronger. A lot of the time, it will. Quick reminder, you do not need a massive session to make something hard-hitting. A tight drum groove, a well-shaped bass, and clean decisions can go a long way. Keep it focused. That's how pro tracks start. As you refine the loop, keep asking practical questions. Is the kick clearly defined? Does the snare own its moment? Is the sub stable? Is that upper bass adding excitement without masking the drums? Does the groove make you want to reload the drop? That last one matters. Technical quality is important, but energy is the target. If something feels off and you can't name it, mute elements one by one. That's one of the simplest and best troubleshooting methods in Ableton or anywhere else. Find the layer that causes the groove to collapse or the mix to cloud up. Once you know the source, the fix gets much easier. And stay encouraged while you do this. Ear training takes repetition. The first win is not perfection. The first win is hearing the problem clearly. Once you can hear it, you can improve it. That's real progress. So here's the takeaway. Build a short loop. Lock the drums first. Shape the bass around them with clear rolls for sub and texture. Use Ableton's loop workflow to make small, audible changes. Pay close attention to how the kick, snare, and bass interact. Listen for impact, clarity, and forward motion. That's the foundation of strong drum and bass production. Now go run the exercise. Open a loop, make three focused improvements, and really listen to what changed. That's how you sharpen your taste, build control, and start making tracks that hit with confidence.